Ve'ilu nishmas Moshe ben Yehuda leib. V'chamshav simcha nachas and bracha. We're in the Torah Hashalom HaPnimi, where the words Hadava Holech Misrachi, 101, Hadava Holech Misrachi, Ad Shebola Oimek Avakin. This section of Eretz HaKodesh, these few mamarim, are talking about the stiris, the apparent contradictions in the world of ideas, emotions, between Jews, other Jews, between Yisrael v'ha'amim, and within a person himself, the stiris hamaduma, What Rav Kook is explaining that the idea of Kabbalah Satara, b'chal of Kabbalah, what that means, not mysticism, but to be makabel, is that to the degree, to the extent that a person is able to make himself into a bigger kli kibbul, into a wider, larger kli. So to that extent, the person is able to not only tolerate different ideas or different emotions, but he's able to incorporate those different ideas and emotions into his own archives. Not only as something that he's aware of, but that contributes to him becoming a greater person. This is what we've been talking about. But it all begins with that shalom and pnimius, that a person finds shalom within himself, within herself, that shalom. Because each person himself is being pulled in a million different directions. Ba'adav ha'harlech misrachev, page 101. When it comes to less significant things in life, the stiras are not so, the contradictions, the stiras are not so strong, not so powerful. But when it comes to the more important things in life, the deeper and more important things in life, so marriages are one of the most chashuv things in life, marriage. And dafka over there in marriage, the stiros are charifos ma'od ma'od, a very strong stiros in marriage between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, children, parents. Dafka and those in yonim that count the most are the most important. The what appears to be these stiros between a father and a daughter, a mother, a son, a parents and children, husbands and wives, the stiras are so strong. That's why the tzaddikim say that in Davka the Torah says "Vahavta reacha kamaicha," because the hardest person in your life to really love are the ones who are closest to you. Reacha, someone who's close to you. It's the hardest because there the stiras are strongest, seem to be the strongest, so they count the most. So he says "Hadavar halach mitzrachim shabala amik amokim," comes to the very deepest depths of a person. The mokum sheshama astir charifa va'azam ma'od. Akede ketzef eisan shel kodesh. So Rav Avinair explains, stir ben dvarim sheim amudei ha'olam. But there are things that are amudei ha'olam, the things that are most important in life, the most fundamental things in life. Yesodos ha'metzias garemes l'adam inoiches nara. These stiras cause a person terrible unrest. The stiras of marriage, the stiras that a person finds in his faith, in amunah. There are many, many chevra that, for them, we spoke about this last week, that the steer between believing in a kind, benevolent God and some of the things that are going on in the world and that go on in a person's life. I had somebody telling me the other day that it's a terrible story. He's going through terrible, terrible sorrows now as an adult in his life. But he said that when he was 9 years old, he was molested by a relative of his, terribly molested by a relative of his. And he asked me, he said, "Where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punch this guy in the stomach and pull him away from me?" And this is somebody who's already in his 40s, and it's coming out now, very strong. His whole life is crumbling. Where was Hashem? Where was Hashem when I was a little kid? There was no one there to help me. So I davened Hashem to save me from this person. Yeah. It's a good kasha. It's a strong kasha. It's stronger than Manishtana, no? Maskin. Chometz and Matzah, no? It's a strong kasha. And this is a stira in life between believing in Hashem's love, Hashem's kindness, and my experiences in life that don't, that doesn't always stim. It doesn't always, it doesn't usually stim. And these are the stiras that people don't like to talk about so much. The contradictions that hurt and that cause, Rav Avinu says, in nochus nora, a very strong discomfort. It's not just discomfort, it can cause agony and pain and misery. These stiras of life cause terrible, terrible pain. Umeirov, Rav Cook's words, Umeirov hadas hapnimis. It's only through a person coming to this place within himself of das hapnimis. Das, of course, is that koach that we have, that midah that we have. We have chesed is pulling to one side and gevurah is pulling to the other side. Chachma and bina, parents, children, husband, wives, emuna, kfira. Das is that fixture. Das is that ability through das. It says in Pasuk, "Vidas chadarim yimalu." Vidas, with das chadarim, the rooms of a person can become filled. Cheder is the oisius chesed din and rachman. Cheder, vidas chadarim yimalu. Only with das. Das is that midah that a person has that Hashem gave us to hold things together, to be able to come to that das. Unfortunately, a 9-year-old kid doesn't. The das is not very developed in a 9-year-old. And when you get stuck in that place of a 9-year-old, even when you're now 49 or 59 or 69, even though now you're a badass, but it's hard to recover. It's hard to recover from that damage of the that took place in the life of the 9-year-old kid. But the koach of das was this rav das hapnimis. Das hapnimis. When a person is able to enter into that part of himself that's called das, now das doesn't mean that you have to be a brilliant person. Das, the midah of das, which is the midah of shalom, yisod, das, yisod, is the midah of being able to come to that part of oneself that of das, or kei avicha, where das takes somebody to a part of himself that's deeper and that's stronger than this contradiction that's on the surface, but that's in a place that's more superficial than who he is, even though it's terribly painful. It's terribly painful. I think I mentioned to you last week the Chaznish. I think I mentioned last week. Mm-hmm. If I did, so it's Chazara. If I didn't, so. The Chaznish, one of the Chaver, I mentioned to you last week, that one of the Chaver, it's an important sentence from the Chaznish to remember, that the Chaznish was seeing people all day with their tzaras. Terrible, terrible tzaras. And and then the last person left for the day that came to him, and he took out his Gemara and he was learning. You remember this list? He took out his gemara, and he was learning. And the Gabbai was very surprised. Like, how, after you heard like a whole day of this stuff, like misery. How do you take out a gemara just like back to the sugya? How do you do that? And he actually asked the Chaznish this question. So the Chaznish said, again, I said this. I don't know, it was this chabur, the other chabur. But it was this chabur, whatever, it was one of the chaburs. But the Chaznish, again, I didn't see this in the sefer, but what somebody told this to me. The Chaznish said that you should know that the tzaras that I heard today reach an incredibly deep part of me, but there's a part of me that's deeper than that. That's what he said. There's a part of me that's even deeper than that. It's a merdeka, the Chaznish. Don't think that I'm not hurt by it. Don't think that I'm not suffering from what I've heard. But there's a part of me. It's a part of me that's deeper than that. That's what Rav Kook is talking about. That part of a person that's called Das HaPnimis. Rabbi Nachman spoke a lot about, look at the mind of that, about knowing, you know, an Olam Haba, and if a person forgets Olam Haba, and if a person expects and is looking for everything to work out in Olam Hazeh. I was talking about this last Shabbos. Zoi got fit der Welt, I'm sure some of you remember it. It's a terrible story from Rabbi Nachman. But Zoi got fit der Welt. There are contradictions. There are big contradictions. And only when a person has this Das Pnimis, of Olam Haba, of something that's deeper than that, he's not destroyed by it. We're living at a time where there's very little Das, not just by children. This Das is very weak. Smart people, smart, but Das is very, very weak. And when the Das is weak, even if there's some turmoil on the surface, even if there's some stira on the surface, I mean, if a person has a kasha, how could it be that 45 innocent people were wonderful people, tzaddikim? How could it be that they were killed in such a crazy way by Rabbi Shimon? How could it be? So until now, it didn't bother you that 6 million Jews were, I mean, you were able to put on tefillin with 6 million Jews having been killed. You don't think they were nice people, the 6 million Jews? And you were able to, that didn't stare your emunah? This is what we were talking about a little bit last week. There are contradictions. If it's a kasha on the Baruch Shalom, it's the same kasha, whether it's 45 in Meiron, or it's one nice couple that lost a baby in the hospital, you know, on a breathing tube. It's still a kasha. It's a kasha. It's a bigger kasha because it's 45. But it's a kasha. It's a bigger kasha because it's in Meiron. But the same kasha is a kasha that the Baruch Shalom, how could it be that nice couple lost a baby? How you talking? What did these people do? What did the baby do? Are you talking? If we're talking about the Baruch Shalom being fair, according to your definition of fair, which means every story has a happy ending, right? So then, is it all fair? And if it's not fair, so how do you reconcile your belief with a God who could take a little baby like that? It has to be 45 people. It has to be 6 million people. Even if it's one person. Like the Gemara that I mentioned on Shabbos in Kedushin, with the kid that's going to honor his father. The father said, go up and get the bird from the tree. Not get the bird, but be mekayem the mitzvah, shiloh hakan, send the mother bird away. And then the kid is be mekayem two mitzvahs. He's honoring his father, keep it up, and he's shiloh hakan. And for both mitzvahs, it says, l'man yarichem mecha, l'man yitav loch v'arach d'yom. And what? And the kid falls down and drops dead. He falls off from the tree and he dies. Akasha. What does the father do by Sheva? What does the mother do by Sheva? The kid was going up to do two mitzvahs. Both mitzvahs are the ones in the Torah, the only ones, but it says in the Torah, you do these mitzvahs, you have a long life. The kid hit a grand slam. And then he falls down. And he dies. Akasha. L'man yitavach, harachta yomim, l'man yirichni mecha. So really, that's what Rabbi Yaakov, I explained on Shabbos. That really, Rabbi Yaakov says in the Gemara, he says, "L'man yitavach harach v'yom is olam shakul ayaruch, yom shakul atay." But in this world, doesn't dafka come out the way that we think is fair or that's good? In the world of truth, das, a person who has das is able to be focused on something beyond. That's what the Chazon Ish was saying. I am connected to these people, and I feel their pain, and it reaches a deep part of me. But there's even a deeper part of who I am that it doesn't reach. It doesn't destroy that deeper part of it. But when you're raising a generation that there's no depth, or very, very, very little depth, then people can get thrown off, totally thrown off by Lalena, by something that comes their way that they weren't prepared for. Something that's not expected, they're not prepared for. It's already a whole kashik, amuna and kashis. And it's Meroiv Das HaPnimis. This is Meroiv Das HaPnimis. HaMesrachebes U'mespashetes V'chol Kamosu V'chanish Lodim. When a person has this Midah of Das Pnimis, it goes and it expands and it spreads out through all of his Midahs. That's what means Chadarim B'das Chadarim Yemalu. When a person has Das, then the rooms of his of his life become filled. Chesed, din, rachman, cheder, chadarim yemalu, when there's das pnimis. Misachervis, mispashetis, b'chol kamosa ruchana shalhadam. Nasa shalom choder. And he uses the word choder, which is the same word as cheder. Choder means something penetrates deep. That's what Chazon Ish was saying. There's a deeper part of me. That's called Olam Haba. Yom Shekula Yaruch, Yom Shekula Tov, Yom Shekula Shabbos Mechadachalim. There's a deeper part of me. And that deeper part of me, he says, Nasa Sholom Choder, that the person's Misholom, lives in Sholom. Everybody knows, it's one of the most famous stories, but there was a Yid that came to Mizrach Magid, he had Tzaras, and he was talking about his Tzaras, and the Mizrach Magid said, listen, you know, I can't help you, go to the Rebbe Reb Zushi, right? You know the story. So he goes to the Rebbe Reb Zushi had such Tzaras. His whole life was a Tzara. And he sent to the Rebbe Reb Zushi, and he says, okay, he goes, yes, where's the Rebbe Zushi? And he starts to say, that, listen, Mizrach Magid sent me to you, I have this, I have that Tzara, can you help me? And the Rebbe Reb Zushi said, I don't know why I am. I know I said that, what do I know about Tzara? Like, well, Hashem, he said, I don't know. You need to talk to somebody who's suffering. So you know, that could either work for you or not work for you. It doesn't work for you if you think that he was some sort of a naive fool. Chalil. It doesn't work for you. And then it's another story about how life is great. Oh, all my kids died. Isn't this wonderful? If you think that he was some sort of a fool and that he wasn't a person of Mamakim Neroim, so all the Talmidim of Hashem saw that the Rebbe Reb Zushi, the Talmidim of the Mizrach Magid, saw the Rebbe Reb Zushi as being the deepest. He went in a way that it was very pashut, kiyadua, but he was the deepest of all the tzaddikim. And he felt the pain of his wife. He felt the pain of the kids. He felt the pain of every single Jew, a million times more than we feel the pain. Because he was such a sensitive person. He was such a loving person. Even on an animal, you know, he got this ashol when he was someplace and he let this expensive bird out of the cage because he said, Rachma v'kol masim. And the balabas, the gavir, beat him to a pulp. And the whole way he was walking, his brother, Reb Melech, had to help him walk. And he was so beaten by the gavir because the gavir got upset because he opened the cage and sent away the parrot, this expensive bird. And the guy beat him up. And the whole way the Rebbe Reb Zushi is saying, Ay, Rachma v'kol masim, Rachma v'kol masim. Except on himself. Rachma v'kol masim. For himself, he didn't have Rachmanis. For the whole world, he had Rachmanis, not himself. So if you think that the Rebbe Zushi was an insensitive person, or if you think the Chazon Ish was an insensitive person, how do you open up a Gemara after you heard these people crying to you? You open up a Gemara like nothing happened? No, the Chazon Ish was, oymek. We can't be masik the depth and the sensitivity of the Chazon Ish. We can't even imagine. One of the sweetest stories of the Chazon Ish was that it was Simchas Torah night, and the Chazon Ish, you can imagine, by the Hizbes HaMedrash, was a whole big Simchas Torah. And Chazon Ish was very tired, and he was walking back to his house, and there was a yid sitting on the bench crying, and Chazon Ish asked him, "What's the matter? Something happened? What's wrong?" And the guy says that guy tells him, "I'm Rebbe, I'm a ger, I don't have any family, I don't have anything," and the Chazon Ish said, "What are you talking about?" And he took his hands and he did them. He says for a long time he did a rikud with him over there by the bench. The gear told over this mice. and he was the most sensitive person in the world, the Chazon Ish. But he said, but there's a part of me that's deeper than that. And a Jew has to know how to go to get to that place that's deeper than the stuff. Because the stuff can make you crazy. And I said to one of my kids yesterday, because she started again with me with how could it be that the whole world doesn't know the difference between them, doesn't know that this whole thing, what's going on with the Palestinians, with Hamas, but how could it be? It's such a lie. The whole thing is a lie. The whole thing made up because Abbas was afraid to lose the election, right? He was going to lose the election to Hamas. So what do the Palestinians do whenever there's an Indian like that? They party. That's the whole thing. Because of a judgment that was made about evicting people who never even owned the house to begin with. This is why everywhere else in the world, if there's an eviction notice, you know, doesn't even make the newspaper. They talk about it, whatever. They work it out. And you'd be sure that the Israelis were going to... It didn't even happen yet. There was a judgment. It was going on for 100 years. And you can make sure they would give them an apartment to stay in anyway. This has nothing to do with it. It's so unfair. So she was saying, how could it be? And then she says, it said on the phone, New York Times headline like this, and this, like that. And, this, and it's going crazy on and on. She's saying, it's so lies, and they're liars, and they're lies. And I said, leave this in you, and you're going to go crazy for me. Because if you think about it, and then she starts to read the comments, you know, they have comments, people comment. I never read in my life any of these things. But the people are commenting. They say things. It's just, how could they say that? You can go out of your mind from the lies, from the shaker, from the injustice. You can't let yourself get caught up in these steers. Here's a steer between Emerson and shaker, between right and wrong, between good and evil, between these children of Avraham Avinu and the one that was. Amadayim lechamer, you understand the Yishmaelim, and to hear the world talking in such a way, and so you can go out of your kelim. But you have to be able to try to come to this place of meroiv das pnimus. Everything's going to work out in the end, and how the Baruch Hu works it out, in what way, and what to come to that place. Nasa shalom choder. That the shalom should be choder, that peace. That resolution, even though it hasn't happened yet in a way that we could understand, not for the 9-year-old kid, not for 6 million people, and not for the baby that died in the hospital and the parents, lo aleinu. But there should be choder, should penetrate into all of the chadorim, into all of the rooms of a person's mind and heart. It goes to the very depths of the person. And the depths themselves, including the depths. So Rav Aviner explains, Hashem chochma yosad eretz kainin shemayim besvuna. Hashem established the world with chochma, and he established, kainin, he fixed and set up shemayim besvuna. So here we have the two midas of chochma and bina. Hashem established the world with chochma, and he established the heavens with svuna, with bina. So the Sfarim will point out, as Rabbi Neir brings down, that Apostle Gesoyser is Atzmo. How was the world created? Was it created with Chachma? Or was it created with Bina? It says, Chachma, Yosad Eretz, Kainah, Shemayim, Esvuna, Heim Haaretz, Noizda, and so is Chachma, Esvuna. So what did Hashem use to create the world? Was it Chachma or was it Bina? The universe. Shemayim Haaretz means the whole universe. So was it Chachma or Bina? There's a big difference between Chachma and Bina. So they're opposites, Chachma and Bina. We're not going into that now. There's a big difference with Chachma and Bina. So how did Hashem create the world? It is with Chachma or with Bina? Apostle Gabor, Matthias Astira. So then, that's the Kasha. So the Kasha is, you're asking, Shlomo HaMelech, you said Chachma and Bina Hashem created. So it's Astira, Chachma and Bina. So Shlomo HaMelech says in the next Pasuk, he answers, B'dayto tahoymais nivku'u. B'dayto tahomos nivku. That with Hashem's da'as, the deepest depths were cracked and split open. B'dayto tahoymais nivku. And that's what we have to do in our lives also. Because on top, there's chochma and bina, there's husband, wife, there's the parents, old generation, new generation. There are million steers. And only with das, the daito tahoimais nivku, only with das can one get to the deepest depths. And in that place of the deepest depths, there is no stira. There's no stira, which Rabbi Nachman said, olam haba. And that's what the Gemara is answering, olam haba, yom shekulei aruch, yom shekulei toiv. And a person is able, while being in the physical body, to have a mind, to have this das of olam haba. And that's what all the Torah is about. How to come to this das. He speaks a little bit about it. How to come to this das. The daito tahomis nivku. Zu hadas hapnimis. That's das pnimis. Hayeredes leimke amokim. That descends, that's to the deepest depths. Va'ola arum. Ola arum. And ascend to the highest heights. Amitarkach yoyse shol. Amitarkach yoyse shol. And make shol. Make shol. So a person is able to experience this, but it usually doesn't come in an easy way. Many times over these, I told you, Maisa from the Balatani and his grandson, The Tamil Tzaddik was a little boy. He was very smart, and he went in to see his grandfather Baltani. Baltani was learning, was deep in an Indian. And he's the little boy. He doesn't care. Baltani, not Baltani. It's his grandfather. He climbs on his lap, and he wants to play. So the Tanya is sitting and learning, and the Tzaddik gets on and the Tzaddik pulls the Baltanya's beard. He pulls his beard and he says, Zaydi. And Baltanya says, Nay, that's not Zaydi. That's not Zaydi, that's Zaydi's beard. So he continues to learn. Tzaddik then pulls his nose. And he says, Zaydi. And the Baltanya says, that's not Zaydi, it's Zaydi's nose. I don't know what other parts, he's pulling at. And he says, Nay, it's not Zaydi. And that was it. And the Tzaddik said, so he's not getting anywhere. It's not playtime. And he was a smart kid. So he got off his grandfather's lap, and he goes over to the door, and he starts to close the door, and he makes believe that his finger got caught in the door. He was faking. He makes believe. He goes, Zaydi! He cries. And the Tanya runs over, and he says, what's Mendel? What's this? What's this? And the little boy says, that's a Zaydi. That's my grandfather. That's my grandfather. That's my grandfather means, what the Tanya was saying is, this is Zaydi, this is Zaydi's beard, that's not Zaydi. This is Zaydi's nose, this is Zaydi's ears, it's not Zaydi. But the pain for my grandson, that's a Zaydi. That love of a child, that's Zaydi, that's who I am. That's not a part of me, I mean, it's not an aperture, a piece, an extension. That's Zaydi, that's Zaydi, that's Zaydi. So therefore, you'll see that when Lo Aleinu, it has to be that a missile hits something, and then there's God forbid, there's either a Chiloni or a Charedi or something in between is lying, God forbid, and has trouble, then there's no difference whether you're from or not from. And when the whole business happened in Meron, I read that they were coming from all different, there were people that were coming to help, and they were offering blood. Not religious people normally have such an yonim with the Charedim, they can't deal with the Charedi, and everybody's coming to help. Because Das Tahimis, it comes to that place of a person that's deeper than the argument that you're having with your next door neighbor who's a Haredi. There's no argument you have with a Haredi. You're angry. How come the guy doesn't go to the army? How come the guy doesn't work? What's going on with this guy? And he got all kinds of problems, and he's against the Medina. Whatever you have with the guy. And the Haredi guy has something with this guy, he's a Chiloni, that he's an Oisfar, he's a Mechal Shabbos, he's Eichon Avel Shetreifus, he's a Porritz, he's a Mufka, whatever he's got. Each one's fighting these neighbors for 40 years, they're fighting. But the second that one of them is hurt, even a little bit, what is? What's mad? What happened to you? What happened? Zaydi, Zaydi. It's in a second. And there's even though in the world there are people that, of course, there are sensitive people that feel each other's pain, but that this Indian that Jews have with each other, there's nothing like this in the world. There's no such thing that like Jews have with each other. I mean, there's a das is not something which is intellectual by definition. It's that part of a person where there's no longer a separation or a division. It's the part that's called Zaydi inside the Balatanya. It's the part, the etzem, of who the person is. And in that place of the etzem, that we don't have any more chesed, din, husband, wife. We don't have any more things flying off in different directions. In the etzem, everything is, that's the root of the tree, before the branches. So he said the pain of his grandson is not it's not the beard, it's not the ears, it's not the branches, it's the root of the Baal Tanya. And when the root is affected, so then it fills every single room of the person, which takes the person completely. And then there's no such thing anymore. There's chesed and gvura. It's all the same sugya. That's what the pasuk is saying. B'dayto tahomus nivku. Zu adas ha'pnimus ha'yiredes limke ha'mokim v'oila ad roim. It goes from the deepest depths to the highest place. To the highest place. That's what the whole Indian of machloik is an absurdity. This machloik is anybody in the... I'm not asking this to answer. Is there anybody in the middle of a fight with... a cousin, a friend... Could be somebody you have a disagreement, somebody you haven't spoken to in 20 years. Yeah, you haven't spoken to in 20 minutes, whatever it is. There's an Indian, right? Most everybody has some bar plukta in life. It's an absurdity. The whole thing is a misunderstanding. It's a lack of das. The Heilige Rishna once asked Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka, you know, I'm sure you remember the story. The Rishna asked Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka, Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka was known to be always miyushav. He was like the always quiet and gentle. But he had very stormy friends. The Rishna was also a fire. The Kotzker, these are fire. And the Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka was always like with a smile, ragua, hakol b'seder. So once the Rishna asked him, there was something that got the Rishna going, and the Rishna asked him, how do you like, what's your secret? How do you do that? So Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka said, you know that when I was a young man, I was learning by Rabbi David Lalover, Susiman. And I used to go every year to Rabbi David Lalover. And I was in the rabbi of Rabbi David Lalover. And we came to a village. And when we got there, there's some lady that she starts screaming at me. And then she starts hitting me. She starts beating me up. This lady starts beating me up. And not only that, she's screaming, and then the men from the town are standing there. They come, they start hitting me too. And I'm lying on the ground, covering my head. And Rabbi David Lalover is screaming at everybody to stop, stop. What are you doing? So, because they had Derek Harris, Rabbi David Lalover, everybody stood back. And Rabbi David Lalover said, what are you doing? So she starts to scream. He's a Rosh, he's a Marusha. This is my husband. He left me as an Aguna, whatever, 15, 20 years ago. He left me without a get. And this is my husband. And he's a Rasha. So Rabbi David Lalover, he's telling the story to the Rishna, Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka. So he says, Rabbi David Lalover says, this isn't your husband, this is my student. His name is Yitzchak from Vurka. He was never here in this shtetl. You know what you're talking about. So that was, uh-oh. So this lady starts to cry. She begs Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka for mechila. And Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka says, this, you have no reason to ask me for mechila at all. You're totally right. Your husband deserved to be beaten to a pulp. You just made a mistake. I'm the wrong guy. I'm not your husband, but you have to ask me for mechila. You're totally right. Your husband is a Russian, and he deserves to get beaten up. You made a mistake. So Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka used to say this over, that he said this to the Rishna. He asked me, how come I didn't get angry at this person because of what this person did? Because Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka said, I learned from then, it's always a mistake. It's always. He said it could be between non-Jews, there could be something that's not real. But with one Jew and another Jew, whenever there's an Indian like this, there's a machlokes, or there's a screaming, a yelling, a fighting, it's always because it's a mistake. Always. Always. Every time he said it's a mistake. He thinks that he thinks like that. And then it's a whole bilbul, it's a whole ishtalshlus, and the next thing you know, you're getting beaten up by your wife or somebody. It's a whole ishtalshlus. He says, there's no such thing. No such thing. It's just we didn't get to the end of the story. With my mice, it happened with this lady, we got to the story right away. That I'm not the guy. I'm the wrong guy. Whenever there's a machlokes between Jews, it's the wrong guy. I understand why you're angry, because you think that's who I am. I understand that you're angry because you think that I did that to you. I understand that you're angry. That's not who I am. It's the wrong guy. It's the wrong person. It's a mistake. When a person comes to that oimik, there's just a way that Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka was saying is that the way he lives his life in that place of das, in that place of das that he held on to throughout his life, he was always in a state of simchan of yeshiva das. Simchan yeshiva das. He was always in that place of yeshiva das. A person is in a certain place in his life right now, and he's making himself crazy. He's angry with everything. Why do I have to be in this place? It's because of that das pnimis that's missing to be able to know in the deepest part of himself that this is the avodah that Hashem wants for me right now at this time of my life, is to be here in this situation. But whenever a person is in that place of das, pnimis, it's choderis, and then there's shalom. Then there's shalom. There's shalom between people. and the shalom within oneself, and between people. Anytime that a person tries to put this into practice, that the story of Rabbi Yitzchak work, it works. We just don't do that. We don't, because we get all carried away and we get upset. And it's not that was in that story, but not in my story. It's every single, Rabbi Yitzchak work has said, it's with everything between Jews, every machlokes he said between Jews, it's the wrong guy. It's the wrong guy. So now you'll find a million terutzim, how this is the right guy, and you're mice, right? Let's say you have this, you got this guy, this a wife and this husband, and he's making your life miserable. You got never a husband like that. Okay, sometimes you can't take anymore. God forbid, it's abusive. There's a parasha of a get, but there's a reason why this guy is acting that way, and you don't know it. 99.9% of the times, you don't know why he's acting that way. And it's not because of you. It's because of something else. It's because of something else. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's because of something else. It's because his father yelled at him. His father yelled at him. And now he's yelling at you. But it's not the inyan that you're arguing about. It's not because, you didn't have supper ready on time or something. That's not the inyan. Who gets upset about supper not being ready on time? It's not the inyan. There's another inyan, but that's not the inyan. It's not the inyan. He's angry at his father. And by the way, that's also a mistake with his father. There's a whole long mess of mistakes. Look, every one of us, like, if it could be like on a camera, when we walk into a room, there's like a whole entourage. Oh, like baggage. More than in JFK on Erev Sukkot, Erev Rosh Hashanah, more baggage than ever. Each one of us walks in, if we could see this stuff that we're carrying, what are you getting angry about? The whole thing, this whole COVID time, like, what are you yelling about? Like, what is it that's making you, don't tell me it's COVID-19. That's not what's getting you upset. There's something else. And I don't have to know, but it's not COVID-19. There's something else. There's always something else, because all of us have long trails of what other things that happened to us in life, disappointments, tzibrachenkai, a whole long trail of stuff. Now, you don't have to remember all that stuff in order to have a Yeshua. You don't have to remember all that. You just have to have the das to say, this is not what I think it is. I'm acting out because of something that happened, could be before I was even born. My grandfather, Christ. I'm acting out because of something. My wife was reading to me, there are these articles now, they're coming out with all these studies, that there's trauma from the Holocaust that's in the genes, in the DNA of the survivors. So I said, like, why are you telling me this stuff? I'm having enough trouble without the DNA. Like, now you're telling me I have DNA or something like this. And how long does it go? So they say it goes to the next generation. They say even it could be till 3 generations. So for some people, this is odd. I have a reason to explain, like, why I act this way. But there's like a whole bunch of stuff that even before, like when you're just a baby in the crib and you're lying in the crib, you already have a history. Kid's one day old. He's an hour old. And he already has a white beard. You understand? It's just an altered. And he's a day old. But this kid came ready with the parents, and with the babi, and the zaydim, all kinds of stuff going on. This pogrom, this inquisition. When a Jew comes into the world, it's a nice that he could say good morning to you. By the time you and I came to the world, it's crazy. For Sfaradim, it's a little bit easier to be more pleasant. Because it goes back a couple of generations further. But for Ashkenazim, Europe, it's crazy. So when Rav Kook is explaining that to come to this place, to resolve the stiras, and the chazanish, that there's a deeper part of me that it doesn't reach. That's what he's talking about. That deeper part of oneself that it doesn't reach. To get to that. That's the key. So Rav Kook says, in Rav Kook's words, "Haderech sha'olem adli de maile elyonehi." So how do you do this? You begin at that time, the person begins, he's in this matzav right now, in a very low matzav, where he's being injured and wounded by these stiras, by the contradictions. Shugam oz yeshnam shnei drachim, shem zeh lemaylem yizeh, and there are two ways. One is higher than the other. Yesh asher yidiyah seseres yidiyah, shelo losay selagamri. Now, sometimes you have, where there is a yidiyah seseres, we have two ideas that are contradicting each other, two inyanim that are contradicting each other, but it's yesh asher yidiyah seseres yidiyah, shelo losay selagamri, where in your mind, where it seems to you, it's an absolute irreconcilable difference. In other words, it can't be that both of us are right. It can't be. It can't be that these two ideas are right. Because each idea, or each mahalach, is sholelas osalgami. Sholel means slugs up the other one completely. It can't be. Each one is completely oiker, uproots the other. They can't be together. Adasher yidiyah stur mikoicha shel yidiyah niknis nechshav es kilo eina b'mtzias. Akedekach, that the new yidiyah, this yidiyah beis, can't in any way accept the mitzias of yidiyah aleph. This yidiyah beis, cannot accept yidiyah aleph. Cannot accept yidiyah. And this person looks at Yediyah Aleph, this person that has Yediyah Beis, looks at Yediyah Aleph, or even within oneself, looks at Yediyah Aleph as Rik Viso, absolute Tov. Completely worthless, sheker, without any value, without any truth to it at all. So Rav Nir writes, Madregi Rishana, Daitihi Emes, the first Madregi is Daitihi Emes. So he's talking about the different levels of conflict. Daitihi Emes, my das, my opinion, my way of looking at something, is Emes. Vilo Daitah Choy Sheker Muchlak. Your way of looking at this is Sheker Muchlak. It's a lie. Lachen Ein Lamokim Mitzias. Sheker in the Raglai, and there are other fancy things you could say from different svar and chazals, sheker mukhla, and that's it. There's no such thing. The emes and sheker can't be like that. It's either emes or it's sheker. My opinion is emes, the Yankees are the best team, and your opinion that the Mets are the best team, that's sheker. Or the other way. And this is what we spend most of our lives talking about in the lunchroom, you know, growing up. It's emes and this is sheker. I'm Mr. Shek. L'chein lo mokim b'mitzias. Therefore, there's no mokim b'mitzias for Shek. There's no place for Shek in mitzias. The dogma. Machlok is ben Beisham and Beisilu. So I mentioned this last week. So Machlok is between Beisham and Beisilu. So how can it be the both? The one excludes the other. One is a rejection of the other. In Malachik Beisilu, as a Beisham and Tov. If the Allah is like Beisilu, then Beisham is wrong. L'chein zu enet Torah. And if Beisham is wrong, it means it's not Torah. Now you and I know that every Havmin in the Gemara, every opinion, even the ones that are rejected, are called Torah. And if you spend your whole life learning the Havaminas, and you don't get to the Maskanas, you get rewarded for learning Torah your whole life. Even though you never got to the Maskana. In other words, if you learn Beisham's opinion your whole life, if you're sitting and learning, you want to be in that world of Beisham, and you want to take all the Beishamah's Torahs and spend your whole life learning Beishamah. You're a fine Jew. And you're a kindness of Talmud Torah, the Raisim, the Rabban, you did everything. You did a wonderful thing. You could say the other way. You say, it's Sheker. It's not the halachas. So then someone standing there says, no, don't worry, Eluf Elu Devilakim Chai. What does that mean, Eluf Elu Devilakim Chai? Because that's really what Rav Kook is talking about. Both these and those are the words of the living God. Only when you're connected to the living God can you see that there's such a thing as these and those. When you're not connected to a living God, when there's Elakim Chai, then it's either these or those. But when you are in the world of Elakim Chaim, then in that place of Elakim Chaim, which is Lidas, connected to Yesod, when you're in that place of Elakim Chaim, then there could be Elu, Elu. And Beshama is also Torah. You don't pass by Beshama, but it's also Torah. It's also Torah. It's Torah Hashem. And that's why they had no problem marrying each other, like I mentioned last week. The family's married. They're best friends. Why not? Why can't we be friends? But in this type of this madrega of a stira, the feeling is it's either this or that. It can't be both. It can't be. The two things are soiser each other completely. They are diametrically opposed to each other, and they should both be right. Without das, that can't be. It can't be. That's one madrega. That's the lowest madrega. That's a madrega of immaturity. That's a madrega that's very, very, very dangerous, and it's what the vast majority of the world lives in that place. That madrega. Therefore, what many people will do who are in that immature place, is they'll try whatever they can to eliminate any steerus in their lives. No steerus. That's why I've been talking about a lot lately about how there are Jews that they want their kids to see anything that's not like them. Make sure my kid doesn't have any steers in his life. If he sees somebody that's not religious, it might be the end of his Yiddish guy. Because a non-religious person is a steer to a religious person. So the parents are doing whatever they can to put their kids into school where everybody has my truth. My truth. All the kids in the school have that truth. And there's one kid on the bus that doesn't go like that. Either we get rid of this kid or we switch schools. That's it. There's no choice. That's it. It can't be that to live in a stira. You can't live in a stira. So therefore, the way of educating now, to a large extent in our world, is to do whatever we can to eliminate any stiras. And that doesn't mean that we don't have to have a shmira. I'm not suggesting that. And of course, if there's any havimin like that, that havamina is an incorrect havamina. That I'm not saying that we don't have to have a shmirah and we don't have to try. Because children are not that like the 9-year-old kid. They suffer from steers. But it could at least save you from being like nasty to these people, you know? Maybe it'll help you a little bit a little something. You could do something at least to change the story that it shouldn't have a miserable ending, you know, something. But we do have to protect our children because kids are not having an easy time, and it's much harder than ever before to contend with anything that's in the slightest bit different from what they're used to. Everything has to be exactly the way we're used to. You can't have anything that we're not used to. And if we're not used to this, then you're making me uncomfortable, you're not validating me, and that's the end. There's no where you go with it. So there has to be a shmira, but it has to be a shmira where we raise children that are big enough to be compassionate about, to be understanding, to be able to know that there are variations within the world of Torah, within the world of truth. Now that's hard. So a lot of people don't want to work that hard. And not only do they not want to work that hard, because they themselves could be 40 years old, but they have the maturity of a 9-year-old, and therefore they just have to do whatever they can to eliminate any stira. And the safest way to eliminate steerers is by teaching your children to hate those people. To hate people who are different from you. To hate. To hate the Jew who's not like you. To hate the Goy. To hate a Schwarzer. V'chulu v'chulu. I'm talking that way not because it's nice to talk that way, because to make the point. So we teach to hate. Because hating creates that gap And now I've made my child safe from the Sitra Achra. And I just talk lashon of hatred, of hatred, of hatred against any Sita that's not my Sita, against any person that's not like me. And in doing so, I've eliminated the steers from my child's life. And you feel good about yourself. Little do you know that your kid has a phone that you thought he doesn't have. And on his phone, he's got every steer that exists on the planet. And that's why now everybody's in big trouble. Because it used to be that to some degree you were able to keep the kid away from steers. But now, like, no one knows what to do with this. Because the steers are all over the place. So how do you eliminate the steers from a kid's life these days, or from an adult's life? How do you eliminate the steers? So that's the lowest madrega. That's the lowest madrega. But that's what most of the world is about. The lowest madrega, where these are two opposite things. This cannot exist. Therefore, you find all different ways to eliminate that steer. And sometimes they're nicer ways. Sometimes they're not such nice ways. The main thing is, my kid is living in a steer-free, sterile existence. His school is steer-free. Steer-free. If there's a kid that's not behaving in the house, bye-bye. Throw him out of the house. Throw him out of the house. I was on the phone yesterday with the headmistress in Eretz Yisrael. A girl thrown out in the middle of the night, like Khalil, like whatever. Throw her out. It's a steer. So I said, maybe there was something you could have done with the girl. I like talking another language. I said, she's going to remember her whole life that she was thrown out. Her whole life she's going to remember that I was thrown out. Her whole life, you remember that. Somebody threw you out your whole life. Does that mean, so right away, the kashas, does it mean you're saying that everything should be accepted and you can't, every single, no matter what anybody does? I said, pretty much I think that. I mean, I said that some things like, you know, but not what happened over there. That does not warrant it. Doesn't warrant it. So what should the approach be? I said, there was the Rebbe Rashab from Lubavitch, which I've mentioned many times, where there was one of the boys' Rebbe came and said, he came to the Rebbe Rashab, and he said, that the Melamed came, he said, we have to throw this boy out of the yeshiva, right? And the Rebbe Rashab said, the rule in Lubavitch was you can't throw anybody out without coming to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe Rashab asked, why do you want to throw him out? So he said that he has books, you know, Bichelach, you know, Apikosish, whatever, Maskilish books he's reading. So the Rashab asked him, how do you know that? He said, I went whenever he went to his place, he said, yeah, I saw them myself. So the Rebbe Rashab said, don't see them. He said, I saw them. He said, the Rebbe said, don't see them. That requires a certain godliness on the part of the parents, on the part of the Rebbe. And the Sefer said this person turned out to be a very, very hush of a person. Don't see them. So I said to the lady, don't see it. Don't see it. Yeah, but it happened. I said, no, don't see that it happened. Yeah, but what about the other girls? I said, that has nothing to do with the other girls. Don't see any of that. You can't run an institution like that. Okay, maybe you're right. I don't know. But it doesn't sound to me like the crime warrants this type of punishment. Don't see it. There wasn't even a crime. Turns out that the whole thing was never happened. There was something that happened, but never happened. But this is it, I guess. Never happened. Don't see it. Now, how do you get the people to say, Chatosi visi pashadi? Oh. Es mechila. No, it's okay. She'll get over it. Be mature. Get over it. When they came to the Sam Rebbe, Susi Lenin, and this Lifshitz Rosh Yeshiva came to the Sam Rebbe, he was going on and on and on. It was after the Muhammad. He was going on and on and on how he made a yeshiva for like the Yilu Yisha guys. He made this Chashav Yeshiva for these great guys. And he was talking about it. In the conversation, he said that conversation was showing off about his yeshiva. He said to the Sam Rebbe that there were two boys that didn't fit in, and Rebbe Sulimi they didn't fit in. So he said they had some in Yonim. So he threw them out of the yeshiva. So Sam Rebbe said, I don't understand. He said, what do you mean? So Sam Rebbe said, you were sent into the world to help Jews and teach them Torah and to go to Yerushalayim. The other 30 boys that you have, They're going to learn Torah wherever they are. You should have thrown out the 30 boys and kept these two. You should have thrown out the 30 boys and stayed with the two boys. That's what somebody said. He said, like, Lefituma. He wasn't making like a, even though he was very sharp, you know, he, maybe there was something, the way it sounded, he was saying, what are you doing? What do you mean? You threw out the two boys you threw out? Those other 30, they'll learn wherever you send them. They'll go to Tzalem, they'll go to Pupa, they'll be fine wherever you send them. They're good boys. These two are having problems. So the 30 boys you're keeping, and the two that need your love and need your help and need your attention, are out. Out. That's how tzaddik thinks. So that's das. That's what means das. Das pnimis. That Rosh Hashiva is thinking what? Stira, uh-oh. Stira. This kid's different. Out. Can't have steers. No, the steers, Hashem is sending you, Hashem sends us steers in our lives to make us into bigger people, have bigger rooms. That's why Hashem sends us steers. That's why he wants guys and girls to get married. Because if you, me and you, we're trying to put a world together, the last thing in the world you'd want to do is to put these two in the same house, a man and a woman. It's the last thing. It makes no sense at all. There's a pasuk in Kehelis, it says, Mahalchem tachas Hashemesh. It talks about, I don't remember the whole pasuk, Mahalchem tachas Hashemesh, about how all different people are walking under the sun. I don't remember the whole lashon, Mahalchem tachas Hashemesh. And the tzaddikim say that Hashem intentionally puts us into, each one of us into a world where we're constantly being challenged by contradictions, by people who are different from us. So the Rosh Hashanah says, I'm going to put a zohar and a cave in the same house. Watch this now. Watch this. All you therapists, get ready. All of you divorce lawyers, get ready. All the batei dinim, be prepared. Everybody, wait till you see what's going to be over here. Zach in the cave. But the Baruch Shalom is sadistic. That he had a thing that he puts a zach within a cave. What are you doing like that? To make a world, you put all the zacharim. Not just the zacharim. You put, and nowadays I don't know what. You put all the zacharim who come from the exact same background. If I'd be the Baruch Shalom, I put all the Litvaks with the Litvaks. Let them enjoy all the crashing and crying. They'll have a good time. take the chassidim, put all the chassidim together. I'm a chai. Get all the svaradim. They all understand each other. Everybody's having a blast. The Baruch Shalom says, now watch this. He takes it. Go ahead. Ha-mahalchem tachas Hashemesh. Kol ha-chayim. It says, kol ha-chayim ha-mahalchem tachas Hashemesh. Something like that. Kol ha-chayim. All of life under the sun. The Rosh Hashanah made such a colorful world. I'm a chayim. He put a zachar in the cave and he said, you guys work it out. He put the chassid together with a litvak. And then he throws a Lubavitch into the whole mix. Oh, what to do with this guy? And just when they're starting to work it out, some guy walks in, like with pears down to the floor. He's like a breast of a Balchuga. And then the Sfadi walks in and the Rosh Hashanah says, the das chadarim yamalu. I want their rooms to be filled. I want you to become big people. In one family, this kid is like this, this kid is like that. How come all my kids don't come out the same? Everything is like this. What kind of a person makes a family like this? We have the genes the same. How come he came out so different? What's going on? Everything should be the same. There should be schools. They should make it, everybody should look the same too. I once saw a movie when I was a kid about some school in China, and I'm figuring out, how do the teachers know what to do over there? To me, it all looks mamish the same. I don't know. You want to have a school? They all wear the caps. It was the communists, you know? They dressed, and then to me, they all look the same also. They probably said that about us. I don't know. But there's a whole... So make everybody like that. Make a school. Everybody's the same background. Everybody's the same. Everything is the same. And then we're going to have shalom. It'll be gewaldig. The Baruch Shalom apparently doesn't agree with that mahalach. The Baruch Shalom said, no. I want to have a gishmak at Charlon. It's going to be kishke and kogel. And they're going to be, it's going to be like this and like that, with the beans and with the barley and everything. They have a kishke. Put all these people together. And make yourself into a person that has a bigger head and a bigger heart. And there's more room inside your brain. And there's more room inside your heart for people who are different from you. That doesn't mean you can't believe what you believe in. And you should be strong in your emunas. But not to be insecure, to grow from the challenges, to grow from kol ha'chaim ha'mahalchem tachas Hashemesh. to grow from the world, to grow from the world, from the life that the Rosh Hashanah put us into a world, he put us into a life, and to grow from that. He says, yeah, I want the Zohar to be with the Kev. I want the husband to be with the wife. But you know how hard this is for me? I was much better with my roommate in yeshiva. It was much easier. My roommate, we got along. We spoke about the same stuff. We were on the same page. I didn't have to wait an extra half hour till he does his makeup. You know, everything was good. Now you put me with a girl. Everything is not going to happen. Rabbi Shalom says, yeah, "Work it out." What kind of Rabbi Shalom does such a thing? A good Rabbi Shalom. And it's the same thing, by the way. It's only a marshal of the steers that we have in life. It's a good Rabbi Shalom that made Meron also. It's a good Rabbi Shalom that made everything. It's a good Rabbi Shalom. You come to a place of Amun, you come to a place of Das, and that's where Rabbi Nachum is saying that story. God feared the world. God runs the world. Azoi feared the world. Azoi God feared the world. That's how God runs the world. How could it be? That was a story I told last week from Rabbi Nachum. How could it be that God runs the world? Here's a nice guy. The pirates throws him out of his house in the winter, and who buys that? Who buys the house? The Jew buys the house. A disgusting Jew went and he bought the house. He outbidded the poor Jew and he bought the house. And then not only that, Rabbi Nachum said that the rich Jew, right? What happened? He had a baby. He never had kids. And that year that he kicked the other Jew out of the house, he had a baby. So the Chassidim were all waiting for the end of the story, right? It's going to have a happy ending. The Gevir got killed, and at the end, the house went back to the other Jew and the pirates. No, you know, that's how all the stories end in the magazine and newspaper, right? And they live happily ever after, like in the fairy tale. And Rabbi Nachman ended the story, and he said, no. He says, Nistam Dar Hashem. That's why he feared God. And he walked away. And what he was saying to them, this is why I said last Shabbos, what he was saying to them is, grow up. It doesn't always have a happy ending. A Bar Das has the Das, has the wisdom, the intelligence, has the Emuna, has the depth to know that I could accommodate in my head this and that and still be a Jew and get up in the morning and daven and put on film. Yeah? Ad kedei kach. To be a Bar Das. To be a Bar Das. To live in that place of Olam Haba. To live in that place of Emuna, of Das. Even such a thing, how could it be such a thing that the nice Jew gets kicked out in the winter with his whole family and the bad guy, he never had kids, now he has a kid, and he makes a Shalom Zohar, and he makes a bris, he's passing around herring at the bris, and the poor Jew is out in the winter, his kids are dropping in the cold. How could it be? And Rabbi Nachum said, Azoi God fear to them. And that was Rabbi Nachman's story. And he said, and he was saying that if you didn't learn by me how to deal with such a contradiction, then all that I taught you is it's not worth anything. Then I don't need you. If you're a chassid because things are good, I don't need you. So that's what you say. The way that you want. There are contradictions in life. There are steers. And Hashem wants us to grow, to become bigger from the steers. That's what the tzaddik is talking about. All right, Mr. Hashem, we'll continue. Shabbos and Yom Tov.